Dead in Hip Hop, D365, you know what it is. It's FIFO 24/7 here with Mr. Kenneth B. Inge. And today we're talking about Blast, No Love Lost. Before we get into the ratings, Ken, this is an older project. Came out September 4th, 2020, 8 songs, 19 minutes. Just wanted to throw that out there because this is not recent at all. But there are no features on here, so we will skip that. How do you feel about the production, Ken?
C minus. Close to a D.
Okay, you got your okay. Typically we wait to explain, but you gotta explain that just a little bit. Why a CD?
Just very average, very like middle roll, nothing special. Just sure seemed like I could probably produce some of this shit.
I'll give it a C. It's not like I'm that much farther from you. But I don't know. You just sounded like you was coming off disrespectful. What about the singing on here?
I don't know why people like this guy, Blast. And I'd actually listened to the deluxe version of this a while ago. Somebody, I think Doc was playing it. Mm-hmm. C with the singing.
I give a C plus. Like I don't disagree. I didn't hear nothing special on this particular project, but I don't think it was bad either. He didn't blow me away, but it was cool. It was listenable. What about the overall?
D.
I give it a C.
Yeah,
I give it a C. Ken, my review on this is going to be relatively short, probably about as short as the project. It was a solid listen. Like for me, this is a project when, you know, a couple of years ago, you know, there's been some years doing Dead End Hip Hop where I feel just bombarded with too much hip hop shit. Mm-hmm. This would be a good break for me. Like just throw this on. Let me get my mind off of listening to hip hop. It's not amazing. The production is fairly simple. He's fairly simple on here. But it's cool. Like, and again, I don't mean this with no disrespect, but it sounds like good background music. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like if I'm working or, you know, at home and, you know, on my laptop and I just need something in the background, like this is good. This would serve its purpose. But to like sit here and break this down and be like, oh, you know, is he amazing? Is that like, there's nothing here to say that. Like, you know, I don't know. You know, the last song, Hurt, I feel like he displayed more rapping than he did singing. But the singing on here, like, is average. Is it like, there's nothing special that he displayed. Like, there's no range. There's no... It's a very average project. It's not a bad listen. It's not an amazing listen. It's average. Like that's the best way I could put this whole thing. It's average.
Yeah, I think it's forgettable. I think listening to this, I've definitely
see how you do, Ken. That's this. I'm saying average. You say forgettable,
bro. Like what? Like
when, I don't disagree though.
Like I'm listening. This is like. There's not a song I want to sing.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that is an issue. Maybe overrated, but you know why? Because that's a remake to a certain degree. That same melody has been used before. I think about Donnell Jones and somebody. So I'm already familiar with that one. But yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, it's
yeah. So it's just like, you know, I don't know, man. It's just like people love this guy, though.
Yeah, they do.
And he's popular, but I just think that.
Yeah, the hook. What? Yeah, it is Donnell. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't understand what makes Blast so appealing, but anytime I criticize Blast or ask people why they like him, they look at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, I'm looking at y'all like y'all crazy. Like it's for the last couple of years, and there's some new crop of a new breed of R&B singers that are coming along mm-hmm. that are making way more interesting, compelling music. that may not be able to sing, some may not be able to sing as good as him. And I'm not saying he's the best singer in the world, mm-hmm. but the music is way more interesting. Yeah. So this guy is very flat, very, I don't know, bro. It's just, he just does not do it. And what, has he put out anything else? Like, you know what he'll be really good at? Mm. Singing hooks for rappers. He should be, and be a hook. That's what he should do. Oh, before you go. Yeah, he's still out here working.
Yeah, two years ago. So he's probably due for, you know, something this year, if not next year. And here's the thing, Ken. Like, I don't disagree. You know, I guess I just choose my words to be more positive and uplift because I don't disagree. Like, the project is relatively forgettable. Like, it's not something that, you know, I want to return to. You know, it's not even something that I wouldn't even put overrated on my mm-hmm. playlist. Like, I wouldn't. Like, it's not something that I know that would draw people in. So, I talk about my playlist often. It's called Vibey. If you're on Apple Music, find me FIFO 24/7. I'm FIFO 24/7 everywhere. And, you know, add the playlist. And I'm always curating it. I'm always adding new joints. Because some of the joints I add, it is a vibey playlist, but I want people to be like, yo, what's that? Because when I've had gatherings at my house and I'll play this playlist, sometimes people be like, yo, what's this? Yo, what's this? What's this? And I want that reaction. Mm-hmm. There's nothing on this project that would garner that reaction. Mm-hmm. Nigga, it will come on and people be, you know, like, okay, it is what it is. Like, so I don't disagree. I guess I don't want to choose harsh words, but it's okay. It's not bad. I don't think he's a bad singer, but there's nothing that grabs your ear and holds your attention. The production is very just there. Like you said, like it's very simple. Like, this is a very simple project. And I don't know, because he only has three projects and this was the first one. I don't see how this put him on.
I don't either, but it did. Yeah. They said this was one that caught everybody's attention.
I don't know how.
I don't know.
We need let me ask that. You this, because I know you're not necessarily a fan of this singer either, but do you think that Black is better?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say that.
Yeah. I think Black is more interesting. He does more stuff, but. Look, man, I've officially entered the old room with Kent. So, you know, let us know if we off our rocker when it comes to this one. But it's simple. I say simple. Kent says forgettable. You know, is it one and the same? Are we saying two different things? I don't know. You tell me. But you know what it is. Tomorrow's another day, another review. We out. Peace.
Peace.